The U.S. Mint introduces the new Alabama Quarter today. There are festivities planned at Ivy Green in Tuscumbia, the birthplace of Helen Keller, who is featured on the coin. U.S. Mint Director Henrietta Holzman Foer says when completed, the coin program will have highlighted every one of the 50 United States in the order in which they were admitted to the Union.
Alabama's number 22, and we are almost halfway through the program, and there are 130 million Americans that are collecting these quarters.
Well, what propels people to collect them?
I think they collect them because of their beauty, their interest geographically, historically, and sort of in the nation, and also that it's something good to have about the United States. It's patriotic. You learn about the values of your country and about the states in your country.
How do states go about choosing what's going to be on their coin? Why Helen Keller?
In your case, former Governor Don Siegelman announced a statewide competition for the Alabama schools that would submit concepts for the quarter. And he received thousands, and they gathered them in three concepts: social movements, social and economic history, and Helen Keller. And as we then went through the process with the United States Mint, Helen Keller and the Spirit of Courage came out very strongly as a number one choice.
A lot of people don't equate Helen Keller as coming from Alabama. Was that a surprise to some folks to see her on the coin? Did that take people back a bit?
Yes. One of the things you appreciate with this 50-state quarter program is that you learn something about every state. And most people do not associate Helen Keller with Alabama, and they don't think of Ivy Green and Tuscumbia, but they will now. And so it is a wonderful educational tool, not just for what's on the quarter, but because we also have lesson plans out for things about the state. So they learn more about Alabama and its joining the Union as the 22nd state.
And not only that, but it's also there's Braille on the coin, and that's the first time that's ever happened.
Yes, it is a reduced size of Braille, and it is the first time, which we think is very exciting. It makes it extremely important for the numismatic, the coin collecting hobby. It is also important in our understanding of what obstacles one overcomes as a person with disabilities. So it is a remarkable coin. I mean, I think the Braille and the Spirit of Courage and the image of Helen Keller will have a profound educational effect.
A big day today in Tuscumbia at Ivy Green, Helen Keller's birthplace.
It is at 9:45. We're going to begin the celebration. Will have Senator Heflin as well as Miss America of 1995, Heather Whitestone McCallum, and of course Governor Riley and myself, and we will unveil the Alabama State Quarter.
Henrietta Holzman Foer is the director of the U.S. Mint. For more information, including an image of the coin and educational links, go to our website, wbhm.org. I'm Steve Chiatakis.